You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having a great show. It's a love fest. We've got Alina Villasante, can I say it, the vendor of peace, love, and world. Alina's the creative director and the force behind Peace, Love, World, the brand. And we're going to talk about her positive energy, her positive outlook, and how she translates that brand into her everyday life. Alina, first of all, I want to say Peace, Love, World, the clothes that give you life. I mean, my gosh, I don't have a mic. Well, I guess I do, but I just dropped it. That was amazing. So where do you come up with this stuff? How do you figure this stuff out?
It's in my soul. It's in my heart.
Oh, my gosh. Now, if you were going to say something today about what was in your soul and in your heart about your new line, what would you tell people?
I would tell people to join the movement, join the love club, that we are really touching a lot of hearts, changing the world. We are a soulful dream team, design team that really puts our heart and soul into not only the fashion part of it, but into the meaning and the energy of what we do.
Well, while you were talking, I was putting your fashion model next to you on Facebook. So, Vivian, why don't you lean in a little and tell us a little bit about what Peace, Love, World means to you. Wanda, can you make Vivian's mic live? There you go.
Just come here. She can
They're going to talk.
Okay. All right. So, a few words. When I put on Peace, Love, World, which I do every single morning when I wake up and go to dialysis, it makes me feel so good. Even if I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, even if I woke up with something negative in my mind, I just put this clothes on and it makes me feel real, real good. Then I put my necklace on, then I put my ring on, then I put my bracelet on, and then I put my perfume that she made a very limited edition, but I still put it on, okay? Because they called me the minute she put it on. And I put that on, too. And I roll with the dice.
Okay. Well, that's my girl. That's the impact that you have on my beautiful
wife.
It's
the energy that comes
with it.
The
happy wife, happy life shirt, I think, would be
really
good.
It's like Bruce's book, which is crazy because I just met this amazing man here who's a brand master, all about them. And basically, Peace, Love, World is all about them. And how do I resonate to other people? Because I start with what I feel people want and need, because I think we're all the same and we all kind of want the same thing. You know, you travel the world and what does everybody want? They want to feel loved. So you have to start by loving others to feel loved and to spread that joy around.
Let's get Bruce to jump in a little bit here. Bruce, now you're the branding guru. You've come up with all these iconic brands. You work with all of the iconic companies. What's your take on the way that Alina projects her values into her business?
Well, it's a perfect synthesis of what we've talked about on the show, Jim. Don't we talk all the time about people don't buy what you do, they buy who you are? And so, of course, the clothing line, the perfume line, the accessories are all the amazing things that you walk out of the store with. But it's the concept of selling the aspiration of what people want and finding where the brand resonates, intersects with what people's aspirations are. And so if Alina is saying that people all want the same thing everywhere she goes, they want to be loved, they want to find joy, and you have products that do that, and you prove by what the company does that, in fact, you don't just talk the talk, but you walk the walk. People know that, they dig that, and that's where the true brand value comes from. You make it all about them.
And that's a compliment from the brand master.
Well, you've done it. You know, it's funny. I've written the books and I speak and I consult on it, but you've actually done it. And the funniest thing was when we first met, you kept telling me, oh, I don't know. But you look at the business, you do know.
Well, you're the expert, but I basically did it as a consumer and feeling what people want, not in a taut way, but kind of through what I feel I want.
But it shows up, doesn't
it?
Thank
you. Yeah, it shows up. You know, it's the universe and it's manifesting and it's really, I think that the world needs more empathy. I mean, I truly do think that empathy is really a big thing if you want to have a brand or a book that is all about them. You can't be all about them if you don't have empathy.
That's what all about them is.
Exactly.
It's putting yourself in their shoes, understanding not what they want, what they're going to want.
Right.
And figure out how you can provide products, services, lifestyle, whatever it is you do, that will help them reach that aspirational goal.
Exactly.
Wow. I should sell tickets to this radio show. This is great. This is amazing.
We try not to get it too heavy, Jim, because we know we got people driving home. They had a tough day. They want to have some fun. They want to learn some things. And here we are getting heavy about how you brand.
I know.
Yeah, but that's okay. I think that what it really is
having a point of view is also very important. You know, you have to have a specific point of view when you're branding something and not be like all over the place.
Well, you know what they say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Exactly.
And the idea is to have a very clear, concise, in fact, in my previous book, which was Building Brand Value, there were 7 points. Jim knows them by heart, but number 5 is make it yours. What are you going to own? And whatever that is, you say it over and over and over again, always in a new way, always in a creative
way. Exactly.
But you have to have a sense of consistency and a sense of commitment, because that's what people respond to.
You know, it's funny, on QVC, you have new audience all the time. I think we have like 77,000 customers right now. You know, I have been on less than a year. But, you know, you go on these 1 hour shows and it's almost like you're saying the same thing. But, you know, find new ways of saying it. And I do feel that I have new ways because I have different experiences from month to month. And I take those experiences and I take them with me to QVC. And then I talk to the customer and I tell her why she should buy my clothes. You know, not only is it amazing and comfortable and great fabric, but it stands for something. And there's nothing better than to know the person on the other side of the TV is looking at you and listening to you and getting her mojo back. You know, like kind of say, okay, you know what? I want to get up. I want to dress up. I want to have a zest for life again. And there is no age for a zest for life. I mean, I even feel like I'm in the prime of my life now. You know, when I was 30, I thought I had a meltdown.
You are in the prime of your life. Hold on a minute there.
No, I do. And I think every age has its beauty and there's no time to give up.
Actually, there isn't any time. Every day is a blessing. Well, I learned that from my wife today. I think I started the whole thing off with
another beautiful day to be alive.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the whole important thing. And there's so much of every single media outlet appears to me to be a purveyor of negative energy to want to get you. They say something to aggravate you. No one wants to make you happy. They want to make you, can I say pissed off? I just did.
I wish the whole world, I mean, and of course, I'm not Mother Teresa, but I really wish that even our country would all come together as one, and no matter what's happening, that we join forces and support or do whatever we need to do to get back on track, because it's rough right now. There's just a lot of
negativity.
Energy out there. There's a lot of hatred out there. It's sad to say, and I think that you can't change everybody else. You can only change yourself and hope that you touch other hearts.
Yeah, and that's really cool. I was like Facebook Living me, Instagramming you. That's pretty wild, actually. Okay, well, there you go. I've broken new ground.
And I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Since I put Alina as my hero and my goddess.
I'm a hero.
Everyone has called me after the QVC shows and says to me, listen, I saw your goddess. She's amazing. Is she an actress? Does she want to act? In fact, I had somebody who I never heard of in my life call me and ask me if she wanted acting lessons because they think Alina should go acting.
Yeah, 100%.
Modern Family, call me.
Listen,
call me,
Modern Family. Call Alina. I'm her agent.
But I was telling you, actually, Bruce, you got to get her together with
Victoria Lebon.
Victoria, exactly. We had Victoria on a couple years ago. She is a person that I think Bruce has a business relationship with, so I think it's somebody that could really be accretive. But Alina, let me tell you, and I'm going to talk. Listen to me. It's my radio show, and I say I'm going to talk.
Into the microphone.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to use the microphone when I talk. I've seen the way that you can change somebody's life with your creative flair and your ability to project goodness. And I want to thank you. Now, you know Vivian, and you've met Vivian, but you don't meet the people on the other side of the camera at QVC. And there's a lot of Vivians out in the world that are alone, that aren't feeling too good, that come home and put on their favorite soft Peace Love World outfit, and their Peace Love World perfume, or they go travel in their Peace World Love luggage. And they take your spirit, and somebody makes a comment about how much they love the message on that shirt, and now suddenly that person's day has turned around. And you haven't helped one person. You haven't helped two people. You've touched not only the person wearing your stuff, but all the people that have seen it. And all those people smile. And what is it in today's world that we can all have a common smile about? There's not that many things. So, Alina Villasante, I want to tell you from the person that's married to your model over there, how much you mean and how many lives you change and what a beautiful, loving person you are. And I want to thank you for putting yourself out there and projecting all that and allowing us to share in your evolution as a person and as a human being and for bringing us along on that beautiful ride. Nothing to say. That's just the way I feel, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
It's my absolute pleasure.
It means a lot. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank you, Alina, for coming on and talking branding with my branding man, with my beautiful wife, with Wanda, the wonderful one, and with me, Crazy Jim. I want to thank you so much for all of the things that you do every single day. And I'm going to say it one more time. I want to say thank you to all of the people whose lives you enrich that will never meet you, but who love you dearly for the changes you've made to the bottom of their heart. Thank you, Alina Villasante, the woman behind Peace, Love, World. We love you. I don't know how I'm going to transition from that, except Wanda, roll up the music and let's rock.
Thank you. I don't condemn my-